Okay, today's Daf Vavasra, Daf Samach Beis, and we continue in our travels through Hamocher. I mentioned yesterday, we started Hamocher Zabayis. These three Prakim are the three Hamochers. They're called in the middle of Vavasra. Hamocher Zabayis, Hamocher, this next parak just goes for about 10 blocks or so, then Hamocher Zasvina, and then Hamocher Paris. The three Hamochers. After that, we have one little parak about, also about Mechir Beis Kur, and then finally, the eighth parak we get to is Yerusha, it's Yesh Nochlin. That's the second half of the Masechta. In the Yeshivas, they learn either the first parak, the third parak, or the eighth parak. That's the, I shouldn't say in the yeshivas, and many yeshivas, but the beginning and the end are the meeting, prakim, which are learned, and now we are in the fourth, on the bottom of Samach Aleph Amud Beis. And we started talking about, what people include in sales of houses. And remember the important Rambam, that this is all talking about where there is no other minhag that we know of. If there is a minhag, so then, then we go by the minhag. So we talk about Makel a little bit also, but now we go to Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Maybe you want that to just fit it over here, right? Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Samach Aleph Amud Beis. Hoda Amar Lechavre. Somebody says to their friend, Ara de Rav Chia Mizavnan Alacha, the land of Rabbi Chia, I'm selling to you. What does that mean? The person, the seller, had bought land from Rabbi Chia. And some of his lands were called the Rabbi Chia lands. So then he said, I'm selling you the land of Rabbi Chia. So which one? He has more than one. So which land of Rabbi Chia did he sell him? So Havi Le Tarti Arata Davi Miskaryan to Be Chia. He had two lands that were called that. So Amar Avashi, Chada Amarle, Tarti Lo Amarle. So you can assume he only said one of them and not two of them, because Ara is singular for lands, and therefore we can assume only one. And which one does he get? He gets the less one, the smaller one. Right, as the Rashbam says on the fifth wide line, Yad Bal Hashtar Ala Tachtona. Right, it's he has to prove, Amos Mechavir Lev Araya, prove that you got the larger one, and if not, you get the smaller one, because Ara is singular. V'i Amarle Arata. If he says lands, I sold you the lands of Rabbi Chia. So then stama miyat arata shtayim. Then it goes up to two. Gets bumped up to two because if you use the plural lashon, then it's double. Then it's lands. Ve'i amale kol arata. And if he says all my lands, so then kol arata de'islay. So then you have to give him all. If you say kol arata de'bechia, it means all the lands. That you have, that you are called Bechia. If you didn't say that, then you have to give him all your lands, period. Lavarmi bustaneu pardisi, but you don't have to give him your gardens and your orchards, because that's not your vineyards. That's not considered, lands. That's not considered lands, so we go up each one. The Amalei Zihara, and if you use the Lashon of Zihara, which sounds like the Rashbam says includes all lands, afilu be bustaneu pardisi, then it would be everything. Lavarmi bati ba'avdi. But it would not include houses and avadim. Even though houses and avadim are mechuber, our house is mechuber lekarka. In Eved is hukash lekarkos. Both of those, in their own way, are somehow connected to land. But that's not included in the Lashon of Zira. Zira means real, real land. Okay, let's stop there for a minute before we do the last line. Okay, do it. There's one more line. Let's do one more line. V'amarle nechsi. And if he says, my property, you don't even use a Lashon of arata or zira. So if you just have a property, then afilu bati va'avdi, then even the batim and avadim would be included in the sale, but not what would be excluded, metaltalin. Metaltalin would not be included until you say all my nechasai. That's the Rashbam on top. Right, so that's every lashon would include the a little bit more. Okay, a couple of points. Number one, the Rashba. There's a Rashba in a Tshuva where he talks about this story. There, somebody says, my baby Bechia land should be sold to you. And the Rashba writes that this whole discussion of, even relating to what we had yesterday, of writing borders on a field when you sell it is only when you are selling a specific field. But if you're selling all your fields, no borders have to be written. Like in this story that we just had, in contrast to what we had yesterday, no borders are written. So the Rashba has a tshuva as follows. She'eva. This was his hey kuf hey. Ruvein nasen l'shimon kol ha'shelo. Ruvein gave to Shimon all of his property. That was the story. Karka u'metalzalin, beidi yidalei hashta, beidi yiskalilei basar hashta. He said, Shimon, I'm giving you all my property, stuff that I know about now, stuff that I don't know about now, I'm giving it all to you. V'karka echad im matzranav mefurish.
One land he specified. Okay. Ula acher zman hotzi Levi shtar echad shehaya leruvein schus bekarka echad. And Levi, a third party, came along one day and he took out a shtar that Reuven had a schus in a certain property. V'tava, and now Levi has it. But v'tava Shimon mi Levi osokarka mi goa matana. Shimon says, "Hey, Reuven gave me all of his property, so give me that property." And Levi says, "No, Ton Levi shu yarsho." Shall Reuven say, no, I yarshined it from Reuven. I somehow have it." So again, Reuven gave to Shimon all of his properties, not specifying. And now Levi comes along and proves that Reuven had a schus in a certain property, but Levi says, "But now it's mine." Shimon says, no, he gave me everything. And the gift is not enough, says Levi. Why? This extra land that he has is not specified, it just has all his lands. But who said this was included? V'shimin toein, all the lands are included. So what do you say? Tshuva, what did the Rashba say? Hadin im Shimon, mekabel matana. Shimon wins. Shimon, who got all of Reuven's property, wins, even though his shtar matana does not specify any land. It just says all my property. V'lo yadati Levi meizet tzadbol. V'al tekol ha-matana zu. The Rashba says, I don't even know what Levi's standing on, what his claim is. He's claiming it says, "Oh, this was Reuven's, but I was yarshin him." What do you mean? If it was Reuven's, we know Reuven gave it, and he gave away all of his property. Shim saver lomar. What does Levi hold? If he holds sheksivas hamitzarim ma'akeves, if he thinks that the writing of the borders is ma'akev, kamosha yiremi lashana she'ela, which sounds like from the question, elu dvarim betelim heim. That's not true. Why? Shelo hutzrichu mitzarim elo mocher karka echen mikarka osav. Mitzarim, as I just mentioned before, borders are only needed if a person sells one of his properties. Ula hodia ezem hanu mocher, and it's to teach us which one is he selling. Inami midas mas mocher imen, or the measurement of what he's selling. Halav hachi, but if you're not selling one piece, a parcel of land, but you're selling all your property, ain't sinus mitzarim akevas klal. We don't have to. Umisha nosin stam kol karka osav inami karka osav yiduim. You're selling all your property. Ain't otzarech lemitzarim klal to achshe mitzarim galam klum. What do they teach? The only right borders, if you want to distinguish it from a different piece of land of yours, or you want to distinguish it from other borders that are unclear of your neighbors. But if you're giving all your property, you don't have to write borders. What's Levi talking about? Says the Rashba. I don't know what his claim is based on. The Ode Rayas Harbe, and he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes the Ode Harbe Rayas Alze Udvarim Pshutim Heim Bein Sorach Lifnim Klal. I don't even have to explain this. It's so pashut. The Imba Levi Betaina. He says, but the only claim is if Levi comes and says Shosa Karka Lohaya Yadua Lamorisho. What if he says that Reuven didn't even knew about this land? The Kol She'ini Yadua Lo Lotachu Bohamatana. So he says that's also nothing. Gamzelo eno klum. Why? Because what did Reuven say? Any land, whether I know about it now, whether I don't know about it now. So either way, the Rashba says the din is with Shimon. But what's important for us, the Yasoda, the Rashba said, is that the borders only have to be mentioned in a shtar when a person is selling a specific field or fields. But if he's selling all of his fields, then it doesn't have to be mentioned. That's why in this Brisa at the bottom that we just read, there is nothing mentioned about borders. What? Who is muchzik there? Who is muchzik in the land there? It does not say. Let's say who's the muchzik in the land. It sounds like Levi. It sounds like Levi comes to the shard. Nobody else knew about this land beforehand. So it sounds like Levi is the one that's bringing it up to the world. Okay, two other issues that come up over here. Number one is Tosus. Very important lines of Tosus. Arata tarti mashpa. So remember, the Gemara said, if the man says, "I'm selling you land, ara, singular," then it's only one land, even if he has more called that way. But if he says, arata, lands, then it's minimum two. Minimum two he's giving. So it says Tosfos, but 1 minute. Lahada Amar Bashoel, we had back in Bamatsia, Haiman Damashomor Lachabre, Lemirfak Be Pardisi. If I lend you a hoe, a type of tool, to hoe your orchard, and I say, as the borrower, I'm going to use it to hoe my orchard, so then I can only hoe one orchard. But what if I say my orchards? What's the halacha? Rothik be kol partisi de isli. V'lo amar partisai tarti mashma. If I say I needed to hoe my orchards, I'm allowed to hoe all 42 of my orchards. And here, if I sold you lands, you only get two. What's the difference between Mechira and She'ela? By Mechira, we only go up one, we say it's two, and by She'ela, we say you can use it for all your properties. Hasam says, Tosfos, is a big difference between She'ela and Mechira. Hasam derech hu she'mashal lo l'kol mashal tzarech. I know, as the mashal, that if you're borrowing my tool, you're going to use it for all your property. Why else are you borrowing the rake? Why else are you borrowing the hoe? Right? Because you want to use it for all your property. What, you're going to leave some of them fallow? No. Avalacha, but here, I'm selling you a property. What, I automatically am selling you all the property? There's no umdana there. Bishvil sheyimkar adam shtei sados, lo yimkar kol sadosav. If I'm selling you two lands, doesn't mean I'm selling you everything. So there's a logic to say that the Shoel borrows it for all his lands, but there's no logic to say that automatically it goes to all lands. The yesh befarshim, and then here's an important two days of Tosfos. Two opinions of Tosfos. The yesh befarshim. Some give a different answer. The hasam yad hamashil ala tachtona to shoel muchsak. The other pshat is maybe a shoel has the upper hand there because he's the muchsak in the tool. He has the tool and he's the muchsak. Aval hacha yad lokech ala tachtona shahamocher muchsak. But here, until the buyer gets it, the mocher is the muchsak. So Tosa's second answer is who's the muchsak? That's who it depends on. But then Tosa says v'ein nirelari. I don't agree with this answer. Why? Because it's not true that the shoel is muchsak. You see in front of you that the shoel is holding the rake. That doesn't mean that he's muchsak. Why? To hasam nami ho v'sofa lachzer l'ba'aleha havi amashul muchsak. Wow. Muchsak is not determined by physical holding. Who has it now? But it's determined by the destiny of this item. If we know clearly that the destiny of this item in 2 weeks is going back to the mashil, he's considered the muchsak. Right? You don't just go by physical holding. You go by, we know, and the shoel would agree that it's going back in 2 weeks. It doesn't matter. The mashil is considered the muchsak. 2 days in Tosfos, do you go by physical holding, or do you go by ultimate destiny of this item? That's 2 days in Tosfos. How do you define muchsakus? Kedamar, that's what Tosfos says. Kedamar of Nachman. The one who owns the borrower is...
Because we know from our Gemara here that you have to have a plausible story as well as...
At least for those 2 weeks, the borrower is claiming that I could use this for all of my lands. And therefore, Yad Ba'ali Al Ha'Elyona. I'm going to get back to you in 2 weeks. But for the next 2 weeks, the issue is, did I mean this to use for two of my lands or for all my lands, for all my orchards? I mean, but whose possession, and therefore, Tosfos seems to say, whoever is the muchsak, it will be Yad al Ha'elyona. Right? Muchsak doesn't only determine whose it is, but who has rights to it at that time. Who has more rights? So I have rights to this for all my lands. So that's 2 days in Tosfos about She'ela. Who is considered muchsak by She'ela, the Mashal or the Shoel? Kedamar of Nachman, as Rav Nachman says, Karka, later on, Karka b'cheskas ba'aleh omedes, ho'el v'sofa lachzor l'ba'alecha. Fine. And then Tosfos gave two answers so far. Number one answer is difference between She'ela and Mechira. Number two is within She'ela, who is considered the Muchsak. I mean, She'ela versus Mechira also, but who is considered the Muchsak? And 2 days, whether that's true or not. And then Tosfos says, don't suggest the third answer. V'yein lomar, v'yish l'chalik ben karka l'metaltalin. That case by She'ela was metaltalin, in this case is by karka. So maybe that's the difference. Daha ein cheskas asocher chashuva bekarka kimo bebetaltolin. No, because we don't say that the cheskas socher, again, if you don't have the permanence by metaltolin, it's not going to be considered the same type of chazak. It proves why not. But again, that's another answer that Tosfos suggests that he rejects. He does not accept. Don't be mechalik in this case between karka and metaltolin. Okay, but either way, the 2 days that are important are the 2 days in the middle of Tosfos about the definition of muchsak. Finally, one last point, and that was what we alluded to at the end of Shir yesterday, and then we'll get to today's pictures. The end of Shir yesterday, the Rashbam says it on the Gemara. Why don't we figure out, you don't know how many fields he sold, one or two. Why don't you check how much money was paid? Did they pay enough money for one field? Did they pay enough money for two fields? What's called damim modiim. Why don't we say that the money, the damim modia, is what should well let you know how many fields were sold. So what did the Rashbam say? Ein ona'a l'karkos. Right? We're talking about karka here. And therefore, the value will not tell you because of eino nala karkos. As we said, if somebody gets ripped off by karka, the halacha of ona'a does not apply to karka. And we said yesterday quickly, but let's just say it now a little slower. This relates to the three opinions in the Rishonim that we mentioned for eino nala karkos. What does that mean? Eino nala karkos. We know that in Parshas Bahar, there's an issa d'oraisa called ona'a. I'm not allowed to rip you off. I'll rip you off. What are the shiurim? So we know that the Chazal give three shiurim. In less than 1/6 of a rip-off, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Exactly 1/6 rip-off, so then the deal stands. We have to give back the money. More than 1/6 of a rip-off, then the whole deal is batal. Mecho batal. That's the halacha by metaltzalim. Three different days. What about karka? So the Gemara says, "Ein onala karkos." The question is, how far does that go? So in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin and elsewhere, but there, the second parak towards the beginning of the parak, the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas. Rashi says that's a very limited principle, "Ein onala karkos." All that means is that if it is exactly 1/6, then you get to keep the money. You don't have to return it if it's 1/6. Usually we say, Mechel Kaiman, you have to return the Onah. So, in Ein Onala Karkos means, according to Rashi, you don't have to return the money by 1/6. But anything more than 1/6, then Mechel Bato, Karka and Metaltzalin. Very similar to each, so that blurs the line. There's not so much difference between Karka and Metaltzalin. That is Rashi. Tosis, there in the beginning, again, beginning of the second parak, Mem Dalet, Tosis says, no, it means even more than 1/6. Rabbi Tam, up to 100%. Up to 100%, we say, in another kakos. More than 100%, rip-off, so then, even by karka, yesh onala kakos. That is Shitas Tosis, there in Maseches Kiddushin. And finally, the third opinion is the Shita of the Rif, the Shita of the Rambam, and that is Ein Onala Karkos, period. Period, right? There's no limit given in the Gemara, and that is what the Rif says, that's what the Rambam says. Eilu Dvarim, says the Rambam in Hilchos Bechira. Eilu Dvarim She'ein Melehem Anoya, Honoya. Right, these are the items that don't have ona'a. Ha karkaos v'ha'avadim v'hashtaros v'hakdeshos. Afilu machar shava elef bedinar. It's more than 100%. You sell something worth 1,000 for 1 dinar, oshava dinar, the elef. Ein ma'am onaya. There is no ona'a. Shenemar o kanom yara misecha, davar aniknem yal yad. Yotzu karkos. That's the Rambam shita, that's the Rif shita. So what are the svaris for these shitas? So the Ramban in Parshas Bahar says an idea which works very well for Rashi and maybe even for Tosfos. The Ramban says, ein ona'a karkos, the context in the Torah of ona'a is by karka. So you know what Ein Onala Karkos means? Of course, says the Ramban, there is an Isser of Onah by Karka. What? There's no Aveira? Of course there's an Aveira. It's just Medini Mominis. You don't have to return in certain cases. V'anicho Shevot Svara, says the Ramban. Shevadai hama'ane es chaveiro la'das over belav. You definitely get the Aveira. Bein b'matatlin bein b'karkos. Shevahen dibar kasuv al tonu ish es achiv b'misparsha nimachar yovel. Talking about the land by Yovel, shehu mazir sheyiknu v'yimkru l'fiyashanim v'lo yonu ishes achiv. Avo rabosenu chidshu ba'ona'a tashlumim b'shtus ha'mekach u'bitter mekach v'yosim b'shtus. Those details, u'mizeh bilvad mi'atu ha'karkos l'fisha ha'ona'a b'em afilu b'yesim b'shtus mechila. K'mo shehi mechila b'metaltalin b'pachas b'shtus. Avo b'shu asol honos ken l'das. Says the Ramban, you know why the halachas of payment is more flexible by karka? Because people are mochel. Just like less than 1/6 by metaltzalin, people are mochel, and that's why you don't have to return it, so too by karka more than. But you're buying a piece of real estate, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody ripped you off less than 1/6? Okay, fine. You'd rather it not happen. That's why the guy gets an aveira, but you are mochelit. You are mochelit. So that type of sorrow works well for Rashi, who limits it. Rashi says if it's more than 100%, Rashi says first of all, it's more than 1/6, you're not mochel. Right? That you don't buy less than 1/6, you get to keep the money. That's the difference. I'm sorry, when it's exactly 1/6. Rashi says that's the difference between karka and metaltzalin. Exactly 1/6, by karka you can keep it. So you can say that works well because there's a little more mechila by karka than by metaltzalin. But more than that, Rashi agrees this is ein onala karkos. Maybe because when it's more than 1/6, I'm not mochel. Or the Tosfos. Tosfos says that 100%. What's the difference between 100% and not 100%? Again, it might be a mechila issue. So what would you say?
The only difference is when you get exactly 1/6, by karka you feel like you're getting something permanent, so you're
By karka, you can say, right, that, you put that in a more forgiving mood. But what about the third sheet, the Rambam, the Rif? Nothing to do with Mechila. Nothing to do with Mechila. So for them, we have the line in the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef writes in Meseches Baba Kama. Nemuki Yosef says, let me just find it. The Nemuki Yosef says, well, the Nemuki Yosef Bamitzi is an important one too. But right, a house is called Mechuba Lakarka for this case. For this case, the house is called Mechuba Lakarka. So says the Nemuki Yosef, based on a line in the beginning of Meseches Baba Kama. Let me just find it.
Maybe it's a low plug, because...
Okay, low plug. Okay, but it doesn't say, I just... So maybe this is similar to a low plug, but in a more fundamental way. Okay, I'm not finding it now. Oh, here it is. It's a Bamitzia. In Bamitzia, it's about the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Yadalit. Says the Nuka Yosef, Ein on ala karkos, why? Di amrin an asam. Shava kasev alami, shein bezin is kakim ala nechasem sheish la machrayis. By mashma, dober hashava kol kasef. My niyu karkos shein behem ona'a. What does that mean? When it comes to property, there is no specific price that we could put on the lands. There is no price tag. Really, whatever people will pay for it, that is what it's worth by karka. That's much more, by a watch, you could say, oh, you're overpaid for that. But for karka, because it's totally on where it is and how it is and what's going on in the community there, the Nemuki Yosef suggests that for the Rambam, for the Rif, it doesn't really have a price tag. So whatever you pay for it is the price. That is the Svara given by the Nemuki Yosef for the Rif and the Rambam. That Svara works best, I think, with over here, where it says that you can't tell Damim Modim because they don't know the karkos, because whatever price it is could be the price for one field or for two fields. So you wouldn't know. Okay, that is related to Ona, which is brought up here by the Rashbam. Okay, now we get into today's story, pictures a little bit. Here we go, top of the page. Again, the last line of the Brisa was, if a person said my property... Nechasai, that includes even his houses and his avadim. The Shvam says, why? Until he says, kol nechasai, that would include even the batim and the avadim. Period. What about getting back to borders? Meitzer lo, meitzer echad aruch, u meitzer echad katzar. Let's say I'm selling you a piece of land, and I wrote the borders in the shtar, but what I did was I wrote a long border on one side and a short border on the other side. For example, look in the picture. Right, one side I wrote, let's assume, as it was in medieval maps, and in Rashi the Rashbam also, they have, if you look in all the in the Rashbam and also in, based on the words of the Gemara, they have east on top. East on top. So let's say on the west side, on the bottom, you wrote, I'm selling you the field which goes from right that whole section. Right, that whole long field. And on top, he only wrote the half of the border, even though the field is a square. The field is a square, but for some reason, he wrote the border, let's say Reuven's on the bottom of his field, and Shimon's on top. So and Shimon and Levi are on top. So he wrote Reuven, but my field that I'm selling you is totally connected to Reuven from the whole side, and on top, he only wrote the border of half the field. So what part of the field is he selling? Right, the bottom part is all across, the top part is only half. So, Ama Rav lo kana ela kenegad hakatzar. Rav says he only sold half the field. He only sold half the field, right? The right in the picture. I'm going to be going with the pictures in our daf. Might be other pictures in that Gemara. But here, so Rav says you only go by half. You only sold the right side. Amrule Rav Kahana v'Ravasi l'Rav. Rav Kahana v'Ravasi argue with Rav. They say no. V'yikana kenegad rosh tor. Why don't you at least be kona it? Rosh Tar, what does that mean? Diagonal. Diagonal. What does that mean? The next picture. Right? At least if you make a diagonal from the end of the edge of the half going down to the corner, right? So maybe that's why he wrote one long side and one short side. Because he wants to give him more than half of the field. He wants to give him the diagonal. So if Shasik Rav, Rav did not have an answer. Rav said, okay, must be. Must be. The Rashbam says...
Why is that? What if he wanted to sell...
So then he should have said somehow half my field that borders Reuven. You can't sell the whole field that borders Reuven. That's assuming you're going to sell that whole side.
Okay, but if he wanted to sell half,
he
does have a long side.
It does have a short side. But saying the long side gives the impression that you're selling that whole border connected to that side. Derek should have figured out a way to demarcate only half of that side, right? Because that's giving the business to the Rav. So Rav first says only half, and his Talmidim said no. It's got to be, why don't you go diagonally? And he was quiet. The Rashbam says, why was he quiet? It must be because he admitted that he was wrong. Shasik Rav. Tosfos explains, there are many Gemaras that Amoraim are quiet. Sometimes they mean he admitted, and sometimes they had an answer and they just didn't say it. We're going to have a story on Amud Beis today that there's an Amor that had an answer and just didn't say the answer. So how do we know here, how does the Rashbam know here that they accepted? Says Tosfos, because these were his Talmidim of Hakim. If he had an answer, he would have said it. That's what Tosfos says on the third line of Modei Rav. They were colleagues. They were Talmidim, were like colleagues, and therefore they would have given an answer had they had an answer. There's a day in the Rashba that says that he was not Modei. That is one day in the Rashba. Okay, but either way, this was the story of Shasik Rav. What is the language Rosh Tor? How does Rosh Tor mean diagonal? Rosh Tor. So the way this language comes up in the Mishnah in Kilayim. The Mishnah in Kilayim in Beis Zion, it comes up. A lot of halachas of Kilayim are, right, midaraisa, it's when I put the Kilayim all mixed together, mamish. But there are many halachas of Marasayin by Kilayim. There are laws midarabanan that I'm not allowed to plant Kilayim within a certain proximity of each other, Mishum Marasayin. So the Gemara there, the Mishnah there says, if I have one field that's shaped like a triangle, and the point of it is right next to another field of mine, that's not a problem of Kilayim. Because that, you can tell that's obvious, it's not the same field. So how did this, the Mishnah say, a triangle there? Rosh Tor. Same thing. The Mishnah says, Rosh Tor chitim nichnas betoch shel sorim. Right, yeah, and there's pictures there also in the Mishnah. It's over here. Right, you got a triangle that's connected to a field. Right, so then the halach is not a problem of Kilayim, but it doesn't look like the same field. So there the Mefarshim say, what does Rosh Tor mean? Two explanations given. Number one, maybe it's like the head of an ox. Tor is sure. Tough and shin switch. The head of an ox, and the head of an ox is skinnier in the front, it gets wider as it goes back. Right? By the male, if it's skinnier, and it gets wider. So therefore, that's a triangle. Right? It's Rosh Tor, the head of an ox. Rosh Tor, the Melacha Shlomo there says, Kerosh Tor short, the Rosh Tor Rechava, the Litzat Karnav, the Holechum is Katzer. Right? That's the triangle. What's the other pshat? Rosh Tor, so the Batanura there says, the Rav, Hu Shem Tachshit Shel Isha. Rosh Tor is the name of a jewelry of a woman, which was shaped like a triangle. Shetzurasa mishuleshes klomer bal shalos zavios lashon turei zahav naaselach pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Right, tor turei zav. Talking about jewelry. V'yal shmo karen karen zavis hamachudedes rosh tor. Right, so that's the two. What is rosh tor? The head of an ox, which is triangular, or it means a piece of jewelry.
So rosh tor is the triangle that is above and beyond what Rav said.
Rosh is the triangle, which is. Other than a triangle, you go triangular from the edge of the half, like on top. You go make it like in the picture here. You make a line from the edge of the half to the bottom longer corner. Okay, it's not exactly a triangle, but it's pointy. It's pointy. That's what it means here. That it's pointy. One other point of Musar when it comes up today's Dvar Musar from the Daf. What does it say here? Rav, according to the Rashbam and Tosfos, so Rav heard what his Talmidim said and said, you're right. He didn't argue with them. He didn't try to defend himself. He knew the MS and he knew that he couldn't argue and therefore he accepted it. He accepted it. So whenever we have this type of idea, we mentioned the Tshuva of Rav Moshe. We're not going to mention Nechemiah Hamsuni with MS now, but the Tshuva of Rav Moshe in this first Chelik of Aruch Chaim, Simin Sadik Vav. Amazing Tshuva. Where Rav Moshe was asked by a certain person that, you know, is it really appropriate what you do that after lich benching you drive in your car to yeshiva? That's where Moshe was asked. That's where Moshe. Bidvar nesila anashim bakar achar hadlak azaneiris lebeis hamedrash samach erech shnei minutin l'chol yoser. 2 minutes after lich benching. Am yeshi zechsash yeser. Is there any problem with that? Ramosha was asked. So, Naneti Miyo, it says, Ramosha, I got a lot of Hana'a from your letter, even though the letter obviously was saying that Ramosha, you're doing something wrong. V'chas v'shalom li lahakpid bazeh. Don't think I took any, I had any hakpada. Emir tzashem below neder, lo isa od mishas halakas neiris bakar, af she'ein bazeh shemetz iser, af lo mishamaris ayin. I am doing nothing wrong, says her Moshe. Daraisa de Rabbanah, but you know what? Because you gave me a Musar, you know, I'm going to accept it. I'll accept it. Ki yada yididi. And he says, let me explain to you why there's no Marasayan. You obviously know. He obviously didn't know in the question. But you obviously know, says Rav Moshe. Asher iser maris ayin. When's maris ayin? Rak bedavar shenaase zeh berov hapa'amim ba'ofan ha'asur v'hu osen zeh ba'ofan ha'mutter. Maris ayin means something that's usually an iser. Usually people go into treif restaurants to eat treif. So now you went in to go to the bathroom. So that's a case of maris ayin. Right, he says, but if something is 100% mutter, and everybody knows it's mutter, but there's somebody who looks, who doesn't know the halacha, and he's making a mistake, and he thinks he's doing something usher, that's not marasayin. That's the guy's own mistake. Avalasos davar heter mefursam bishvil eza anashim sheyitu lachshos yudavar iser, lo asru, v'uv tazu, and here, everybody knows that, right after lichvenching, it's not Shabbos yet. It's only a couple, the women are mekabel Shabbos, based on a bahag, that's automatic, but men still have 18 minutes. See, everybody knows that. So he says that that's not Maris Ayin. It's not Maris Ayin. And therefore, there's no problem with me going in the car. But he says, you know what? Maybe some people will make a mistake and they won't know the halacha and they'll be mezazel on Shabbos. I accept not to drive in a car anymore. Right? That's Shasagrav. Right? He accepted. That's Ramosha's acceptance of that. Ramosha didn't have that. Ramosha could have written the tshuva without that. I'm sorry, wonderful, you know, but you're wrong. Right? But he didn't say that. He wrote that you're wrong, but he said, I'm still going to change my behavior. It's the godless of Rav Moshe, the anava of Rav Moshe. Vaita, let's continue. Umode Rav, even though Rav, we'll read it like the Rashbam does, even though Rav originally argued and said only half the field is nikneh, he would agree in the following. Hecha de'ika meitzar Reuven v'shimon michad gisa, umeitzar Levi v'yehuda michad gisa. If you have two different people living on opposite sides, right? You have Reuven and Shimon on one side, Shimon and Levi and Yehuda on the other side. Midahavi le lemichtav le deruve keneged Levi v'shimon keneged Yehuda. There, if you wanted to give only half the field, you for sure would have only said this guy's field keneged this guy's field. V'lo kasav le, and he didn't write that. Still, he wrote both people on one side and only one on the other side. Shema mina keneged rosh tarhu da'amar le. There he admits even lachachila. He didn't even have to be convinced by his talmidim, right, that it's that the halacha is rosh tar. If it would have been an easier way of writing the half. Maybe he was bothered originally, David, by your issue. Correct, the Rashba. As I mentioned before, the Rashba says Moda Rav is Mashba that he did not agree originally. And that's the more the pashas way of reading the Gemara. Moda Rav, so the Rashbam has to say, Moda Rav, look at the last three skinny lines. Mikami de Ishtik. Aval Basar de Ishtik Odi Bitravayu. Right, he says before, so that's how he has to read the Gemara. Okay. Next case. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umaarav. Umeitzar Shimon Safon Vidarom. If your property borders, right, Reuven on the two opposite sides. You see the bottom picture? Right? You see Reuven's on the top and the bottom, and Shimon's on the right and the left. Right? The picture in the so. What's the halacha? Tzorech lemichtav le meitzar Reuven Ruchin train, or meitzar Shimon Ruchin train. I'm giving you a field where Reuven borders on two sides and Shimon borders on the other two sides. That's the case where you sell your field, that's what you would have to do. If you didn't write that, but you only wrote Reuven and Shimon, my field which borders Reuven and borders Shimon, says the Rashbam, you would only be Kone Bochlusin, right? The a diagonal, right? A triangle, one of the two halves, and it would be the Mocher's choice to decide which half. Because it says the field that borders Reuven and the border Shimon. Okay, so a triangle, half of it would border Reuven and would border Shimon. If you wanted to make sure and clear that you sold the whole field, you have to say Reuven, which borders me on two sides, and Shimon, which borders me on the other two sides. Ibai Lahu. Next case, three questions. Siyam lois akronos mahu. What if I only, in the Shtar Mechira, I wrote the corners? I wrote the corners of the fields. So what was I makne? See, the Rashbam says, Simos Akronos, Loshin Simin, Shahayusados Harbeal Shabriada Makifinoso, many people's fields bordered my field. Velokatav Ella Arba Sado Shaldawad Kronos Hasada. Aval Arkavarach Balomates are Klau. Right, I didn't write there are 25 people's fields that border my field. I only wrote the corners. So Ma, what's the halacha? Are the corners, I just didn't want to be matriach and write everybody's border, or do I say, hey, just say that a field that connects to the corners, meaning an X. Maybe I gave a field in the shape of an X, but I kept the four triangles around to myself. Kamin gam mahu. What about kamin gam? Gam is a Greek letter, which looks like an L or a C. So what if I gave those borders, you see, in the second to bottom circle on the left side? Right, so there, I at least wrote a border on each side. So is maybe, even if you say in the previous case that you only gave a corner and you have the X, but here maybe you just wrote it for shortened sides, right? It's like Shtayim Shehin Arba. When you sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach, you sprinkle it at a corner, it goes on both sides, and then that's if it's on the whole side. So here too, do you say, so maybe that's better? Or do you say, no, maybe I just meant a field that's within these sides, like in the picture, just that middle area. Kamin gam mahu. Or finally, b'seirugin mahu. What about, even if the previous cases aren't good enough, what about b'seirugin if I wrote every other? There are 20 people that boarded my field and every other. So there, for sure, you could give the guy every other piece, or do you say that no? Right, postures that you gave the entire one, teku. So teku, all those questions go unanswered for now. Weiter. Meitzelo.
Which means if you did that, what is the halacha?
If you did that. Probably that's the muchzak, right? The mocher gets to keep it, right? Mocher gets to keep it, pashtus, if it's teku. Meitzer lo, meitzer rishon, meitzer sheni, meitzer shlishi, meitzer revi lo, meitzer lo. What happens if I sold you a field and I wrote three borders? I wrote, this is the border from the north side, east side, west side. I didn't write the south side. I left out one of the borders. So what's the halacha? Omar Rav, 3 days, 3 shittas. Kana hakol chutz mi meitzer revi. You know what? You're kona everything except for the meitzer revi, meaning a certain amount on the last row, let's say, on the side that you didn't write. Where the Rashbam says, see under the picture, chutz mi meitzer dalim, hatalam atzmo shel meitzer revi lo kona. Just that last border row. That's all. Rav says you're kona everything except that last border row. Shmuel Amar, no. Afilu meitzer revi. Even Meitzer Revi'i, you are Kona. Right, you didn't write it because you didn't have to write it the fourth side. But obviously, you wrote three sides, so you obviously know what you meant. For Ravasi, I'm the opposite. Lo Kona Elatlam Echad Apnei Kula. No, you are only Kona one Telem, one row of Apnei Kula, meaning the smallest amount that you are kona. Why? Why does he say the smallest amount? Just one row of fields? Savala karav damashiri shayir. He yells like Rav that for sure something was left out. Doesn't hold like Shmuel that you were kona everything anyway. Umidishayir b'meitzar sharanami b'kuli. And if you left something out, who says that you only meant to leave out the last row on the side that you left out? Maybe it means that whole area, right? That's inside. So therefore, that is the shita of Ravasi, who we did not paskin like. Amarava. Hilchas adalach is lakana kol chutz mi meitzer revi. Right, Rava says there's going to be two versions of Rava. Version number one, Rava says he's kona everything except for the meitzer revi, except for the last row, meaning like shita's Rav. Velo amrin ella delo mivla. And this is only when are you not kona that last row? That's only if that last row was not mivla, is not swallowed up into the other fields on the sides. I mean, look in the picture in the Rashbam. You see the left picture. That's the case of Lo Muvla. Meaning, he wrote the borders of the, let's say, so it's easier for us. We're used to north on top. Let's say you wrote the border of the west, south, and east. But those fields do not encompass. They don't have the north field within it. So therefore, that's where Rav says you leave out the top line. And you're not, it's not included. Aval Mivla Kana. But now look at the right side picture, right? But Mivla, if the side fields include the top field, then for sure, Rav says, then you're kona even the top part. It's included. Then you're kona that also. Continuing, v'chilo Mivla nami lo armanel diika le richva didikla. And also, even when it's not Mivla, we only say that it is not included is if it's a davar chashuv by itself. Meaning, would the guy have left this field for himself? Meaning, does it have richva didikla? It has a row of trees there. Tavi tishas kavin, and it's 9 kavin wide. So that's normal. People might leave that for themselves. Avaleka le richva didikla. But if it doesn't have an area of trees there, velo avi tishas kavin, and it doesn't have 9 kavin anyway, kona, so then you're kona it even if it's not muvla. Meaning, Rav is saying that misvara, you gotta think about it. If it's muvla, then it's nikna anyway. Because it's included in the other fields. If it doesn't have, an area of independence. It doesn't have trees there. It doesn't have such a large area there. Then also it's nicknap, because why would he keep that for himself? Michlau, mashma techimuvla, if it's swallowed up, if it's swallowed up, even if it is larger and has independence, still it's going to be nicknamed because we say it's swallowed up. That is all Rava number one that Rava was talking about within Shitas Rav. Now we have Rava number two. Ikadamri Amar Rava Hilchazak Kana Hakol the Afilu Meitzar Ravi. He's kona everything, even the fourth side, right? That was Shmuel. He just didn't write it. So now limit that. Velo Amar El Demivla. When does Shmuel say that? Even the fourth side isn't, you kona everything, that's only where it's muvla. Ava lo muvla lo kani. But if it's not muvla, meaning the fourth side is extra, it's not within the side borders, he's not kona it. V'chi mivla nami lo amar nel delek ali rechva dedikla. And also, when it's swallowed up, we say it is nikne. That's only if it doesn't have its own area of trees on it. V'lo avitishas kavin, and it doesn't have nine kaf to sew in. Aval ika ali rechva dedikla avitishas kavin. But if it has a nice area of trees in it, so then lo kana, you could assume that the guy left it for himself. Michlal, mashra from here, techilo muvla, when it is not muvla in, according to Shmuel, afalgav deleka leirich v'dedikla, if it's not muvla, even if it doesn't have such an area of trees, v'lo abitishas kavim, and it's not nine kav, lo kani, it still is not kone, because it is not muvla. Those are the 2 days of Rava. So the Gemara says, let's get our heads on straight, and so you put this all together. So what's the din? So the Gemara explicates it for us. The Ritva says the next three lines are not from Shas, they're from the Gaonim. Right, every once in a while, we have a few lines put in by Rabbi Yehuda Igon. Right, the Beis and Kedushin has a couple of lines. So here's another one. Some Gemara's in Bamitzia. Shamina mitravaya lishtei de Rava. We learn out from the two deos of Rava. These two versions. The besadeh lo shayer velo midi. Right, by a field, usually lo shavel midi. Nothing is left out. Meaning against Ravasi. Don't say you only had a little bit. Vishamina nami. These are the halachas. What do they agree on? What do they not agree on? Teheicha de mivla v'leka leirich v'dedikla v'lo avitishas kavim. In a case where it's not swallowed up, and right, not swallowed up. I'm sorry. Heicha de mivla. Where it is swallowed up? Where it is swallowed up, and it doesn't have a large area for itself. So those factors are going in the same direction. Kana. It's swallowed up in the other field, and it doesn't have independence. And the opposite, lo mivla, if it's not swallowed up, and therefore it's somewhat separate. And v'ikal yichud adik v'lo havitishas kavim, and it has its own area of trees, and it's ten kavim, lo kana. So then, nakona, those deos, everybody agrees to. Both versions are rava, right? Because they're going in the same direction. But, mivla, v'ika ale, if it's swallowed up within the other fields, but it has its own area of trees to make it independent, lo mivla, it is not swallowed up, v'lek ale, so that's the machlokas, where you have factors going in opposite directions, so you're not sure what was sold or not. Shuda de daini. So we say in that case, shuda de daini. Says the Rashbam. Says Tosfos. Says the Rush. Generally, when we have two deos in something, we don't say shuda de daini. We say yachloku. We say yehimunach. Shuda de daini is an unusual usage here. Why do we say it here? So the Rush has an important line. The Rush says, because here, it's not two versions of Rava. Rava said both of these halachas at different times. So Rava himself, you see, is going with Shuda D'Daini. That's why you apply it here. Again, both Tosfos and the Rashbam both say here, this is an unusual use of Shuda D'Daini. Right, Miu, the Rashbam says about the 10th wide line. The Kapasa Gemara, Shuda D'Daini, we'll get to what it is in a minute or tomorrow. Miu, Bashar Makomos, the Misafkala, Matre Lishni, Hilkaza Kaman, Lor Mina Shuda D'Daini, Achi Farishki Hacha, Ella Hamos Mechavarla Varaya. You cannot extend Shuda D'Daini to any other case, only here. In every other case, you see Hamos Mechavarla Varaya. Tosfos also says it here. So why is this case different? The Rush explains. Because really, Rava said both statements here. It's not that it's just two versions of Rava. What is Shuda D'Daini about? We mentioned in the past, but to mention it again, the machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam versus Tosfos. The Rashbam here says, and Rashi says in Ksubis, Shuda D'Daini means that the Dayanim try to figure out who the true winner should be. Shuda D'Daini means whatever the judges say. No, it means they have to use their brains to try to figure out who the guy would have, what he really wanted to do.
Did he like the guy? Did he not like the guy? They have to try to figure out what they really wanted. That's what the Rashbam here says, and that's what Rashi says in Ksubas. Rabbeinu Tam says that, not here, in Ksubas and elsewhere, Rabbeinu Tam says, no, it means whatever the judge wants. That's what it means, whatever the judge wants. And the way this is expanded upon in the Rush, important line of the Tshuva of the Rush, where are we? The Rush writes in the Tshuva in Klal, Kuf Zayin, the Rush says, you have to give judges some type of elastic authority. Because many cases, they're not going to know what to do. And they will not have proof either way. So every one of those cases is going to be a stalemate. Everyone. You have to, again, it's very, very uncommon that this din applies in a certain case. But one has to, says the Rosh, have it apply sometimes. To keep a Shabbat din lefnei adayin. V'hu ein yachol avar adavar. Ein rashoy lemshoch yadom en adin. You're okay, fight it out. Right, kol dalam gvar. That's even less. So what if there's no muhsak? Sometimes there's no muhsak. Right here it is. Here we don't say it. Here the Rashbam and Tosfos say it's dafka. You know from Rav's behavior that it's true to the Zayini, because he baskets two different ways in two different cases.
He doesn't say Mokhim Mitzvah, for some reason.
And he doesn't. Right.
He was Mesada the other way.
Right. We don't know why, but the Rosh says there must be two things that Rava did in his life, and that's why the Gemara says here specifically, Shuda de Daini. Okay, maybe Tosfos and Kedusha says it's based on Hefker, Bezen Hefker. Maybe we'll talk about that at the beginning of tomorrow's shir a little bit. Okay? Right. Ikat Amri makes it sound like a different version, but that's how the Rosh understands it. Okay, tomorrow we get into Ein Adam Makom Devar Shlo B'Olam and a couple of other items.